Parshas Vayetze, Baal Abatim, Bnei Torah. Parshas Vayetze, we love the dream, the ladder for the Malachim ascending and descending in the holy silence of Beis El. It is beautiful, it is comforting. But I am here to say that the ladder is not the point. The ladder is the easy part. Anyone can see Hashem Yisporach in a sanctuary, in a Beis Medrash, in a yeshiva. Anyone can feel Kedusha V'Tahara in a Beis Medrash, in a yeshiva. The real test of the Neshama of Klal Yisrael begins when Yaakov Avinu wakes up. It begins when the dream ends, the sun rises, and he walks into a 20-year nightmare of Haran. We need to shatter a fundamental avodah zarah, an idol we worship. We live under the tyranny of cause and effect. We worship at the altar of teva, nature. We believe if I work hard, then I will succeed. If I have the right strategy, then I will win. If the economy is good, I will be safe. This parsha comes to demolish that logic. Consider the data points with cold, hard logic. Yaakov Avinu enters a zero-sum game. He is working for Lavan. A man the Medrash calls Arami Oyvin Avi, the destroyer, the master of deception. Yaakov Avinu has zero leverage. He has no capital. He has no legal standing. And his employer changes his wages 10 times. If one sits at a poker table and the dealer changes the rules of the game 10 times, while the cards are in the air, specifically to ensure that you lose, what is the mathematical probability of you walking away with the entire pot? Zero. It is statistically impossible. By the laws of logic, economics, and statistics, Yaakov should have been crushed. He should have died a slave in Haran. And yet, how often do we feel that way? When the market shifts, when the goalposts move, when the pressure mounts, we feel like Yaakov Avinu. We look at the chaos and think, I am lost. I am far from the truth of who I am. I have been there. I have stood at that crushing moment, feeling like the rules were rigged against me. But we have learned the lesson, the secret that Yaakov Avinu knew. The game is a mask. We read the Torah and think, Yaakov was a genetic engineer. He put the sticks in the water. He manipulated the breeding. No, that is looking at the vessel and ignoring the wine. The nature, the tether of sheep breeding was a mask. The economy is a costume. Lavan said, I'll pay you in speckled sheep. Suddenly all the sheep gave birth to speckled. Lavan said, no, I changed my mind. I'll pay you in ringed sheep. Suddenly all the sheep gave birth to ringed. The logic is ironclad. If teva, nature shifts instantly to counteract a human lie. If biology rewrites itself overnight because a crook changed the contract, then nature has no spine. Nature has no independent power. Your boss, our boss is a puppet. The global situation is a scene being set. This leads us to to the liberating truth. We must build the vessel, but we must never worship it. The avodah zarah of Teva, of nature. Balabatin, we sit in our office. The politics are dirty. The pressure is crushing. We think, I am lost. I am far from Hashem Yisparach. We are not lost. We are deployed. We are on a retrieval mission. The Arizal teaches us, wealth of Yaakov Avinu was not just money. It was Nitzaytzeis HaKedusha, holy sparks trapped in Haran. Lavan couldn't release them. Only Yaakov Avinu, by doing honest business in a dishonest pace. He ripped out the Nitzaytzeis HaKedusha from the grasp of the Klipa, the husk. We are all Yaakov Avinu. We are all working for Lavan. We look at the instability and we tremble. We feel insecure because we are standing on shaking ground. But Parshas Vayetze screams across history. Security is not a location. Security is a relationship. A relationship with Hashem Yisparach. Yaakov proved that the angels didn't stay at the ladder. They put on their boots and followed Yaakov Avinu into the filth of the sheep pen. The connection is portable. The dreikus, the connection with Hashem Yisparach, is always everywhere. So let us go out there. Let us go into the market. Build our vessels. Sharpen our strategies. Work until we are tired. Tomorrow morning, when the alarm rings and the Esav within us screams, I am tired. Do not simply fight him. Look him in the eye. Realize that the Yetzer Hara, Esav, is your raw material. Hashem doesn't need us to win against Lavan. He needs us to fight. The victory is not the outcome. It is the integrity of the struggle. Our victory is becoming the person who can face Lavan with integrity, even when we lose the deal. The diamond isn't made when the pressure stops. It's made by pressure. The struggle is the ladder. We are the architect. Build our ladder.